Penance, penance, penance. Welcome back, everybody. Today is Wednesday of the second week of Lent.
And it's so good to see you once again. We are going to continue reflecting upon Father Fernandez's book, In Conversation with God. But today we're going to take one section of it and unpack it, because we've been talking a lot about a certain word, but we haven't talked about too much about how to implement that word in our life. And that word is penance.
Yeah.
Penance, penance. We've been talking about penance, but now we're going to get really practical how to actually turn things, our life, into penance. And penance is not just unique to Lent, but Our Lady goes around talking about penance all the time.
That's true. She does. It's kind of a primary theme of all of the apparitions.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about
Our Lady of Lourdes, and one time she appeared to Saint Bernadette, and all she said was penance, penance, penance. And that was it.
So now practically, what are those things in our life that we can do and offer?
We practice a spirit of penance and of sacrifice in our daily lives, in the ordinary events of the day, without having to wait for extraordinary occasions. Penance is fulfilling exactly the timetable you have fixed for yourself, even though your body resists or your mind tries to avoid it by dreaming up useless fantasies. Penance is getting up on time, and also not leaving for later, without any real reason, that particular job that you find harder or most difficult to do. I just love this. You know, I remember probably when I was about 20 years old hearing of a young girl who she was giving up her snooze button for Lent because she said she did not want her first act of the day to be a selfish one. And I've never forgotten that. And I've always really, really tried to not use the snooze button for that reason.
I have to say you're pretty good.
You know, when I'm in my early stages of pregnancy, sometimes I will press the snooze button. Yeah. but I totally agree. I feel like snooze and the research shows snooze really just makes you feel more tired.
So stick to your plan. The plan that you have for your day begins with when you set your alarm clock. Your plan, stick to the plan. It goes off at such and such a time. Get up at that time. And that act is, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Some call it the heroic moment. That first moment of the day, you do something difficult and you offer that act to Jesus.
Yes. Yeah, it's difficult. Some people are morning people. Some people aren't. It might be easier for others. Penance is knowing how to reconcile your duties to God, to others, and to yourself by making demands on yourself so that you find enough time for each of your tasks. You are practicing penance when you lovingly keep to your schedule of prayer, despite feeling worn out, listless, or cold. Okay, I love all of these. I feel like I can completely relate. There's this book that I read a few years ago now called The Mother's Rule of Life. And it basically takes the whole idea of, you know, if you lived in a monastery or in a convent, they would have a rule. And that rule, everything is done at a certain time. And it's all with the purpose to grow in holiness. You know, whether it's your chores, whether it's your prayer time, whether it's leisure time, whatever it is, it's all scheduled. And as a mother, this author, she encourages that we have our own rule in a way for our rhythm to flow in our family so that everything orients itself towards family holiness. And I find that when I stray from that, when I stray from my rule, then things go haywire around here and it's just like nothing's getting done and I'm feeling overwhelmed. But when we keep to the task, there's like peace that comes from that. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, you know, when we exercise our will and we offer things up for God because we know that it's good for us and it's good for the glory of God, that there's peace in the home.
Mm-hmm. And in the monastery, they have something called the monastic bell.
Mm-hmm.
And it dings and it rings to indicate when it's time to switch a task.
Mm-hmm.
In the home, we have monastic bells.
Sometimes it's a baby crying saying, I need my diaper changed.
Right.
You know, and like I like what the author said also about, you know, not delaying. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, the baby's diaper needs to be changed. Ken! I'm joking. You're so good at that.
Sometimes you're my monastic bell. Oh. Oh, and here's one right now.
What do you need?
The discipline of just practicing prayer consistently is a penance in itself, because oftentimes you sit down and you don't want to pray. You're tired.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's early in the morning and the house is cold. or maybe it's the opposite and it's too hot. But just taking note of those things that you just have to do mm-hmm. because of your state in life, those are so important. So we do them with excellence on time, and we unite that to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that becomes our penance.
One little active penance that I'm trying to do, and I just try to remember because sometimes I forget, is when I'm taking a shower, at the very, very end, I turn it to cold because I really don't like cold showers at all. And I'll just say, Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Then I turn it colder. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And I do that 3 times, and then I turn the shower off. But it's good for me because I really don't like it. Penance means being very charitable at all times towards those around you, starting with the members of your own family. It is to be full of tenderness and kindness towards the suffering, the sick, and the infirm. It is to give patient answers to people who are boring and annoying. It means interrupting our work or changing our plans when circumstances make this necessary. Above all, when the just and rightful needs of others are involved.
What stands out to you?
Well, I just thought it was funny, the whole being patient with people when they're boring or annoying. I'm grateful that I don't have too many of those. But, you know, sometimes the kids will just go on with long stories or, you know, or maybe people talk about things that I'm just not interested in. But, like, you try to remain engaged or, you know.
You know, and that's really a practical thing because we don't engage in conversation simply because it always makes us excited or because it feeds us. Or sometimes it's just respectful to listen to the other person.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And it honors them. And all of us get into situations at times in conversations with people where we're really not interested in that topic, mm-hmm. but to offer that and engage in that conversation to honor the person, because it's not about the conversation, it's about the person. What stands out to me as well is just patiently answering questions when it comes to children, because we have little children and they have all sorts of questions all the time, all the time. And they have curious minds. And from an outsider looking in, thinking, oh, that's really cute. But you know that it wears on you after a while. But that's my monastic bell. Mm-hmm. That's my growth in holiness. And so maybe you can recognize some of these in your mm-hmm. own life.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe it's in the workplace. Maybe you have somebody that you work with who's constantly needing your assistance. Yeah. And I also love how they mentioned about reaching out to the sick, the ill, those who are in need of you. Some of you are really good at that. Like those of you who are in healthcare, or maybe those of you who are attending to an elderly parent. God wants to give you those graces to fulfill those tasks well. Penance consists in putting up good humoredly with 1,001 little pinpricks of each day, in not abandoning your job, although you have momentarily lost the enthusiasm with which you started it, in eating gladly whatever is served without being fussy. What do you say about that one?
I think about cauliflower rice.
Oh, we're having that tonight, by the way.
It's a lie. It's not rice. It's cauliflower cut up into little pieces. Yeah. But the trick is eating it without making a fuss.
It's your penance for today, honey.
We're feeling a little silly, but have you ever had a meal that's placed before you that is not agreeable? Maybe your first choice. Again, we've all experienced that. What's our reaction? Or if it's cold and it's not to our liking, can we accept it with good humor? Or if it's too hot or it's missing something, just I think we can all relate to that. And when we don't take advantages of those opportunities to offer to Jesus, we actually miss grace. Mm-hmm, that's the whole that's right. point of this. All these things in our life that mm-hmm. happen are missed opportunities to grow in union with Jesus, to win grace for ourselves in the world if we don't offer them. And now you might be having all these light bulbs going off, realizing, oh, I have a whole bunch of things that I could offer in my life as a penance. That's our hope for you and for us right. in this content here.
Maybe it's sitting on the squeaky chair around the table. Maybe you don't like it, but you can sit on it anyhow.
We have a squeaky chair.
For parents, and in general, for those whose work involves supervision or teaching, penance is to correct when it is necessary. This should be done bearing in mind the type of fault committed and the situation of the person who needs to be so helped, not letting oneself be swayed by subjective viewpoints, which are often cowardly and sentimental. I think sometimes I lean towards, you know, giving in to our kids. You know, if they're complaining about something or they want a treat or whatever. So this Lent has actually been really difficult for our family with our kids. You know, as parents, we have made a few decisions in terms of, you know, what our kids are going to be practicing. And I could see how that would be difficult, but I'm really trying to instill in them how to make themselves a selfless gift to God through these little acts. Like, how can we joyfully give this up? But at the same time, I don't want to like totally break them, you know.
So regarding correcting children, every parent has to do that. That's our life sometimes as well. And it takes effort.
Mm-hmm, it does. It's easier just to not do it.
Yes. Yes. You have a little fire here, a little fire there. And it's easy. Well, it's not a big deal. I'll just let it go. Or you pretend that you didn't see it because you're so tired and you're hoping someone else is going to see it and deal with it. That is a penance, meaning that effort to get up and deal with the situation mm-hmm. is the penance in itself, because it takes effort, it takes concentration, it might be unpleasant, but it's glorifying God. You offer it to Jesus, and again, you win grace for the world, but for that situation mm-hmm. and for that child.
Right, and it's better for the child, for them to be lovingly disciplined, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
A spirit of penance keeps us from becoming too attached to the vast imaginative blueprints we have made for our future projects, where we have already foreseen our master strokes and brilliant successes. What joy we give to God when we are happy to lay aside our third-rate painting efforts and let Him put in the features and colors of His choice.
Do you have a master blueprint for your life? An idea, a picture of how you hope it's going to go? And how would you feel if God came along and started painting a slightly or radically different picture? Mm-hmm. Events in our life sometimes change that picture, and we realize the picture that we just painted for ourselves is now not possible, or is unreasonable, or is unattainable. And we still want it. We still want that picture. But circumstances in life, God's providence has allowed, now it's not possible. How do we respond? That interior struggle of letting go of the picture that we painted for the future is a penance. Mm-hmm. It can be the tearing. It's hard to let sometimes right. those dreams go. And it's okay to paint the picture. It's okay to paint a dream, but always ask the master painter to come along and say, make a masterpiece with my life.
Right.
And with every masterpiece, it takes a lot of discipline. And so sometimes it's a dying to self. Like I think about sculptures that have been, you know, a beautiful statue of David, for example, was created out of a big chunk of marble that most sculptors didn't want to touch. It was a castaway piece. Yet there Michelangelo took it and he chipped away and sculpted that thing to make it into something beautiful. But it took a lot of work and hard work. And so God wants to make your life into a masterpiece. And sometimes it'll be chiseling and pulling and poking. And our job is what?
Is to say, God, your will be done.
And that struggle might just be the penance to offer. So we hope that you found this video practical in terms of penance. Please share with us what stood out to you and why in the comments below. Pray the rosary with us right up there. And we'll see you tomorrow.